You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 190, Awaken Your Powers. Thank you for tuning in. Today we have an inspiring message from Spirit, reminding us of who we really are. I have a lot to share with you today, but I don't want to give you too much because I want you to be able to absorb what I'm telling you. That's the only way you will be able to apply it in your life. Light family, it is time for you to awaken your powers. Spirit is stressing this very important point at this very critical time on our planet. As more and more, you will see a split, a separation within the people of the earth. There will be those who remain asleep, choosing to believe in the lies and deception of the devil. And then there will be those who are waking up faster and faster, and actually seeing the truth of what is really going on. This is the separation of the third dimensional consciousness from the fourth and fifth. If you are new to the show, then you will have to go back and take the time to catch up on these topics. I don't have time to explain all of this here, but for those of you who have been following the show, then you know that I have been telling you that the earth has already separated into two different dimensions. And remember, dimensions are levels of consciousness operating on different frequencies. Doesn't mean that you're going to be in a different place. We're still here, but we're all operating on different frequencies now. Please go back and listen to the episodes on chakras and dimensions to refresh yourself if needed. This split is real and it's necessary because we are in the midst of a harvest, a separation of the wheat from the tares. This is huge because never before has a planet ascended with the people upon it. This is what we've been told. And we are now at the end of a great cycle where people are choosing which side they are moving into or which reality they want to be a part of. It's the end of the dark rule on this planet, and it's the time for the light to return again. This is not a joke, it's not a game, and it's not some new age bull. And people who talk like that are clearly still asleep. This is very real, and you are right smack dab in the middle of the great battle of Armageddon. There is a very real battle going on here between light and darkness. And the fight is over your soul because the devil's time is up on this planet and they are very angry. And so they want to destroy the earth and all the life upon it. They want to take as many as they can to hell with them. And what we call hell is the lower astral planes, and they do exist. Just talk to someone who's had a near-death experience through suicide or drug overdose. They usually go there. And third dimensional earth has been a part of these lower astral realms. This is why the darkness has been ruling this planet for a very long time. But Mother Earth has graduated and she has moved into the fourth dimension. She is a sentient being as well. And this is why we are here to help her in her ascension process. The beings of light are fighting for you and Mother Earth to be free from the bondage of darkness. Now, when I talk about the devil, remember that I'm speaking of a consciousness, and that consciousness works through people, just like the Christ consciousness must work through people. So when people worship death and darkness, they are possessed by a demonic consciousness, and they use the tools of the devil, which are distraction, deception, and fear, all of which are being used on the human family at this time in great quantities, I might add. But in truth, this only works on those who are still asleep or those who are lost spiritually. These are the people who are easily distracted and deceived and led astray. They didn't do their homework or their spiritual work to prepare them for this time. They are asleep and in great danger because they have no clue what is really going on this planet. This is why we have come. We are fighting on their behalf as well. I've been telling you for years that everything you can see is an illusion. Everything. And the only thing that is really important for you to understand is vibration and energy. Because when you understand these things, then it is easier to create a better reality for yourself. Now, what we call reality is a product of your most dominant thoughts. So please think long and hard about that. If someone wants to control your reality and have you create the reality of their choice, then all they need to do is be able to control your most dominant thoughts. And this is why I have been telling you for years to turn off your TVs and to stop listening to the news. Not only are they full of lies, but it's a way to program you. It's all a form of social conditioning. They are shaping your most dominant thoughts through knowing how the human psychology works. And this is why they call television programs programs, because it is a program. And it's for you to be conditioned in some way. They've done a hell of a job, I have to say, literally, when they can get everyone to run out and buy up all the toilet tissue. This just shows you that the public is easily manipulated. And that was a test that the masses failed miserably because it set off another plan of action, which was against you. Now, I'm here today to give you a message from Spirit. And that message will help those of you who are ready to activate your power to navigate through this dark time we are living in. There are hundreds of people out there on YouTube and in other places that are working very hard to get the truth out to you. Some people do know what's going on, and I strongly suggest that you find some good sources to listen to. But remember, you still absolutely need to have the power of discernment, and you need to be able to do your own research. Don't believe everything you hear. I don't care where it comes from, not even me. Go do your research, or else you will be led astray. No doubt about it. Study and research for yourself. This is not the day to be lost or confused because you don't want to end up on the lower vibrational timelines. You want to raise your vibration through light and wisdom. That means you need to be studying and working with your light meditations, increasing the light within your body, and move into the fourth and fifth dimensional consciousness. We've already been talking about developing your fourth dimensional consciousness for the last several years. And now it's time for some of you to move into the fifth dimensional consciousness. These are the light workers. And this level of consciousness must emerge in order to assist with this birthing of the new earth. This is the dimension of light and wisdom. It is your throat chakra. And it's time for truth to be spoken on the planet. Spirit tells us that we were born for this time. And for those of you who are awakening, you are major players in this fight and are needed to bring the light to this planet. Now, before I go any deeper into the message from Spirit, let me say this. It doesn't matter if you are concerned about cancer, contracting a virus, or about the effects of radiation. The answer to all of these is still the same. You need to raise the voltage within your body. So here are a few things to help protect you from the dangers of radiation. And all of these are side effects because you must know that the development of cancer and viruses are a direct result of radiation exposure. And once again, this is all in my online natural healing classes on radiation health risks that we did last year. Go look up these three products and get them on your shelf and start taking them right away. One is shungite, okay? You want to get some elite shungite and start drinking shungite water. So research that. The other thing is the C60 olive oil. Again, check that out. You can look that up. C is in the letter C and the number 60 olive oil. And then I strongly suggest miracle salt. from Wellbeing Creator. And you can Google that, Miracle Salt, and you'll see the Wellbeing Creator come up. That's the site you want. There are many things you can do for yourself, but these are simply a few things that I'm suggesting that you start with. They're very powerful products. If you are interested in taking our online natural healing classes on Vimeo On Demand, then please go to awakenthehealing.com and click on the Natural Healing Class tab. You'll see the link for the online classes there. The information in those classes will help you navigate through this time we are living in. They are truly a godsend. Now, let's get to the message that Spirit wants us to know about activating our powers. I'm speaking to those of you who have ears to hear and who understand that this is a spiritual war. You need to be awakened enough to know that it is time to do something. We've been told that the Battle of Armageddon would be fought in high places, and that is the final battle between the forces of light and darkness on this planet. And that battle is happening right now. And if you weren't aware of that, then this may not be for you. Now, for those of you who know and are aware that you were born for this time, then you realize that you have something to do. This message is definitely for you. Spirit says that in order for you to awaken to your powers, you must first believe that you have them. You must believe that you came to this planet, into this incarnation, equipped with everything you needed for this time. Many of you have come back from the times of ancient civilizations that were destroyed, like Atlantis and Lemuria, because of these same dark people. They have also reincarnated in this time in order to play this out again. And we have come to stop them. We cannot allow this darkness to destroy this planet anymore and the life upon it. Everything they create brings death and destruction. And that is how you know it is not of God, even though they do things in the name of God. God, or whatever name you call Source, brings life and abundance to all things. Spirit tells us that this battle that is taking place right now, many levels, is being played out in our reality in this way. On a planetary level, we are moving into a 5D consciousness. And at the same time, the dark side is releasing a 5G vibration onto the earth. Just look at it. 5D consciousness versus a 5G frequency. This is a counterattack. It is an opposite vibration meant to bring the 5D consciousness back down. They are trying to prevent you from awakening. They don't want your DNA to be fully activated because that means you will be fully restored and free of them. All of your powers will return to you. It is no coincidence that the 5G frequency destroys DNA. Go look it up for yourself, as well as kills all living things with long-term exposure and short exposure, because as soon as they turn it on, birds start falling out of the sky. Trees start dying that are close by. The bark starts falling off the tree. So you have to understand that radiation is not safe on any level. And the stronger it is, of course, the more deadly it's going to be. And this is very, very strong. This technology has been used as a bioweapon for the military. So tell me why it's being installed all over the planet at this time. We were never told about it, all the dangers of it, or asked if we wanted it. This technology is not for your phone, opposed to popular belief or any other computer device that you have. It's for you. It's for humans. It works on a very powerful, dense frequency that penetrates deep into the body. So why would you need such a powerful, dense frequency that penetrates humans, animals, and so on, if it were simply for a phone? They need this powerful and deadly frequency to be able to communicate with the chips that they desire to place inside of you. They are creating a network for humans, not for phones. You need to study and remember that the devil is a liar. Just start putting two and two together for yourself. All the evidence is there. You are the future of technology. If you get that chip, you definitely will be the future of technology. You're the new frontier, turning humans into biological AI. And this is not a joke. They have a plan, and they've already rolled out the ID 2020. and they are now infusing the chip with the vaccinations. These lies that were being told are so that they can force the entire human family to be chipped. They want to control your body and your soul. This is why we call them the devil. But don't become afraid, because spirit has an answer for this dilemma. But you have to wake up to the lies and begin to see the tricks in order to get the people to be chipped. They say that they want to be able to find you if you get sick. That's why they're adding the chip in there. Yeah, right. If you believe that, I've got some land in Florida for you. My God, this chip is the mark of the beast. And we've been told about it. We've been warned about it. And keep in mind that they have the ability to turn off the chip at any time. So that means lights out for you if they're ready for you to go. The perfect depopulation plan, with or without your consent. This is not a time to be asleep. As we have been taught by spirit, there's no such thing as coincidence. There are synchronicities that are what we call breadcrumbs, and it's the way that the universe gets our attention. 5D, 5G, the solar eclipse was in the fifth house, and the fifth trumpet in the book of Revelation was sounded to prophesy the full solar eclipse that we experienced in August of 2017 in the U.S. And we're also talking about the fifth chakra, the throat chakra. If you're curious, go look up the meaning of the number 5 in numerology. You will receive another clue of what time it is. Now, how do we counter this destructive force that's coming through this 5G frequency and signal? Because it kills everything it comes in contact with. Spirit said, keep an eye on the birds, because it's like the canary in the coal mine. When they start dying, then it's telling you that something's very, very wrong and it's not looking very good for humans. 5G is a weapon. This is why spirit is telling us that we must awaken our powers. We came here fully equipped to handle this. We have the ability to transmute all of these destructive energies and turn them into an inert substance, the ability to make them harmless. We have that. We are more powerful than you know, but our enemy knows how powerful we are. And that's why they are putting these signals and frequencies all around us, because they can't stop this awakening. And they also know that most of us are still asleep, so they could pretty much get away with it. They never intended for you to wake up, because once you wake up, your transformation is unstoppable. You are beings of light, and you have been stuck in one stage of your development and not allowed to continue your metamorphosis. But it's really too late, because the awakening has already begun. Many people have begun to notice that their powers are awakening. You have superhuman powers. You can do things that you've never been told that you can. It was prophesied that in the last day of the rule of darkness, that light beings would return to the earth. They would reincarnate onto this planet to assist their brothers and sisters and Mother Earth in the Great Awakening. You are those light beings, and it is your time to now awaken your powers for this battle of Armageddon. This battle is being fought right now in high places and in unseen places. It's being fought in the etheric realms as well. So you must use your mind to engage in this battle to assist the light. Your powers will be activated according to your desire and your preparation. Spirit said, if you have ever wanted to be a superhero, then this is your time. Because reality is created in the mind through your thought. You must now create a new reality where you are a superhero and you are doing whatever you believe a superhero would do at this time. Do it within your mind. Some call this daydreaming. But I'm here to tell you that the daydreams of my youth became my reality. We create our reality within the mind. Become that superhero and engage your consciousness in this fight. It may seem a little weird at first, but know that it is very real, and everything you do will affect our physical third dimensional reality. Remember to protect yourself by surrounding yourself with light before you begin. Take the light from within your heart and then move it out and create a protective bubble of light all around you. Then get on your mission. Intention is very important and very real. And there is great power in intention. Lynn McTaggart has a book called The Intention Experiment, and you should read it if you would like to learn more about this subject. It's very fascinating. Her research is done with scientific studies, and they show that you only need to hold the intention to do something, and it will absolutely create tangible effects in your physical reality. So Spirit is telling us to intend to transmute the energies of the 5G frequencies and eliminate the toxic effects of them. We can dismantle those signals without ever touching a pole or a tower. Whatever you do in your mind with intention will manifest on the physical plane. So when you are in your internal light meditation, when you finish moving the light out from your heart and your body and into your environment, then visualize this light moving as a sound wave from within you, moving outward in a 360-degree circle all around you and coming in contact with all the 5G frequencies in your area and annihilating them with the light. Transmute those energies and see them as they turn into a light blue vibration and move them straight down into the earth like a vacuum sucking it up. Mother Earth will recycle and transmute them in order to assist her in clearing the parasites that are within her body. Our intention is to dismantle this negative, dense, deadly frequency using our internal light visualizations. Move this light from your heart and transmute this dark energy that is coming from these 5G towers and poles and turn it into a blue healing light. Then send it down into the earth to be used to anchor the fifth dimension onto the earth, awakening the throat chakra of Mother Earth, allowing for the truth to be spoken once again. The people of this planet have been lied to long enough. Let's anchor the light into the earth and allow for the truth to be spoken and for the people to be able to hear it when it comes. This is our work, family. Let's get to it. Spirit said to focus on your local town or city first. Then when you feel stronger, move further out into surrounding areas until you can encompass the entire planet. We must remove this darkness from our planet by bringing the light from deep within our hearts. This is our mission. This is our purpose. This is how we will run this darkness off the planet. Our love and our light is our protection, and it is also our weapon. If you want to see a change in the world, you must go within and create that change, because that's where reality begins, within you. Turn off that TV and get to work, family. Get in the light and stay in the light. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.